managing the puck and doing something for the game.
Did it help driving? Something that we learned a lot. You went back in the summer and reflected and said, next time I get there, I'm going to do this.
Yeah, I think I was also mentally weak. Not mentally weak, just like maybe I thought it was going to be easier. I don't know. I was young at the time, and it was a different league. You know, I think my first 3 years, me and Wojtek Olsku were the youngest guys on team for 3 years. You know, now it's just like every year it gets younger and younger and younger. So maybe I thought, I don't know what I thought. I just, maybe part of me thought things were going to be easier. But then also you realize it gets more defensive. I think special teams plays a big role. You know, in a lot of those games, we're one on special teams. But, you know, watching guys like Sakic and Brunette and Nadeuk, it's just, you know, they kept plugging away when it wasn't going. They just kept playing the same way, and eventually it kind of turned for them.
What from the series last year against the Wild do you think can help apply to this year?
That is, I don't know. Yeah, a lot of different. I don't know. It's new year, new challenges, right? So yeah. No, completely different team. Yeah, like I said, it's just, you know, it's playoffs. Everything's so unpredictable, and just you know, last year I only played one of those. I missed the first couple of games, you know, with injury, so I came back, but. You know, it's always tough. It's always a good challenge playing these guys. And, you know, they've been in the playoff so many years in a row now. And, you know, it's going to be a grind, you know, from first bucket drop to the last one. So we know it's going to be a challenge. We're ready for it.
In terms of what you need to generate against Duke, obviously, as playoff experience last year, you went toe-to-toe with Jake Hill.
Yeah. Yeah, I think just like anything, I think it's not really getting that fancy shot. I think it's about getting as much as you can in the net. And what that does is creates teams to kind of turn around and kind of find the puck, and then you generate more offensive time. But same thing, it's always seems like it's always second chance, whether it's rebounds, tips, or screens, and go from there. So you know, it's about getting into the net, finding ways to kind of get free when the, you know, that second opportunity comes or a third opportunity comes, and kind of keep sticking with it.
You talked about opportunity, how important that was when you waived the no trade to come here, and what's it like on the eve of the playoffs to just start this journey?
Yeah, I'm excited. I think everyone's here, I think, eager. I think everyone's, especially the last couple of games, is tough just because we're in, not playing for too much, and the teams we're playing were basically all out besides Toronto. So our last, like, 5-6 games are really kind of, you know, I don't want to say throwaway games, but emotionally, they didn't really have that emotional appeal. But I think now, a couple of practices, lots of video, I think we're ready to get started and just kind of get back on the ice.
Do you think the eagerness of so many, you know, about on the brink of their first playoff, that can maybe be more of an asset than the lack of experience? You have to just channel that and use that to your advantage.
Yeah, I think it's a mix of both. I think once you get that first couple minutes out of the way, you know, whether it's your first home game, first road game, then I think all of a sudden the guys just start playing. And, you know, it's that same anticipation you have first regular season game, you know, first game of the season, whether it's your first year, your 12th year, you always have those butterflies and you have that excitement and you just want to get going. And I think, like all of us, once we start playing on the ice, once we start kind of, you know, focus on what we do that's good and kind of play with our line mates, and all of a sudden it kind of takes all distractions away.
These two teams haven't faced each other since January, and we came later on, but how long of feeling period do you expect?
Not much. I mean, it's just same division, you know. I think with the playoffs, since the lockout, when you're playing the same division teams all the time, you play them 5-6 times a year for so many years, and playing playoffs, you know what to expect. So, you know, right off the bat, it's, I think a feeling out process is more when maybe you're playing someone in another division or other conference. I think this first round is kind of, it's pretty easy to know what to expect and what's going to happen right off the bat just because within division.
You talked about a lot of where the goals come from, or, you know, those dirty areas and stuff like that. Minnesota's been a great team at protecting right in front of the net. How do you guys get there? What's that going to be like?
I think it's just moving away from the puck and then getting shots through. I think once, the more the puck moves, I think the more you got to watch your defender, watch the puck, and, you know, the more you move away from puck, the harder it is to do both things as a defender. So I think it's not being stationary. So I think anytime you have movement away from puck, the puck's moving, you know, high to low or D to D, and getting shots through, then all of a sudden it forces everyone to kind of either find the guy or find the puck. And, you know, as an offensive guy, it's easy to know where the puck's going. As a defensive guy, it's tough because sometimes you got to watch, see where the puck went, and also watch your guy.